More great information for you on a Friday morning. The program continues 45 minutes past the hour now. It's my pleasure to bring to the show a new friend of mine, a fellow Catholic author and writer, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She has several books out, but the one we're going to concentrate on this morning, I think, is perfect for Lent. It's called The Catholic Prayer Book for Moms. Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Teresa. It's great to talk with you.
And you are from Connecticut, correct?
Yes, I'm from Connecticut.
All right. So how's the weather out there?
Oh, it's pretty cold. It's in the single digits right now.
Oh, it's cold because we're getting a heat wave in the Midwest. We're getting up to 45 degrees.
Oh, we're going to get that in a few days. So
oh,
I think
good.
Your weather's
right.
Going to come our way.
Well, let me talk to you first about the book, Catholic Prayer Book for Moms. So what inspired you to write that?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you, I'm really loving your book, Noi.
Oh.
So we could talk about that some other time, but it's just a wonderful, eye-opening book that I think every Christian should read.
Cause thank you.
It's so important as moms to know what, you know, what's happening with our kids. But what inspired me to write this book actually is just being a mom. I can't believe it, a mom for 30 years. I can't even believe it. But those years do speed by. And so it just being a mom and feeling very inspired to share, you know, inspiration with other moms to actually give them a pat on the back, you know, to encourage and praise them in their very sublime role as a mom and, you know, trying to explain to them that it's not just changing the diapers and doing the dishes and demands, and that's not all that motherhood is made up of. It's really raising little saints to heaven, and that's really, you know, our important mission.
Let's walk the listeners through the book, Donna Marie, in terms of what they can expect to gain from this little book, and I think it's perfect for Lent.
Thank you. So you want me to walk
through? Yeah, can you walk through it for us?
Sure, sure. Well, it's several chapters, you know, beginning with precious blessings, a mother's love, the greatest gift, holy nurturing, first teacher, the heart of the home, the holy family, an imitation of the Blessed Mother, wisdom of the saints, prayerful days, you know, talking about personal prayer and family prayer. And then the next chapter really sums up, you know, what our life is as a mother. It's your life is a prayer, forever a mother, seasons in a mother's life. And I conclude with be not afraid, the famous words from our dear Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. Mm. And it's just a lot of inspiration for moms, prayers, traditional and my own prayers, as well as some writings of the saints and the Holy Fathers. And I weave a lot of Mother Teresa's great wisdom in through all my work. I was very honored to have Pope John Paul II's blessing on my work on Mother Teresa and on my work for mothers. And I personally knew Mother Teresa, so I just feel that it's important to spread that and share that inspiration around with others.
Mm. Wow. What kind of influence did she have on you?
Amazing. It would be hard to say in a few minutes, but it was just very profound meeting her almost 20 years ago, and we stayed in touch for about 10 years, and just amazing blessings that came to my family that I feel it's very important to pass along to others. Mm. And it finds its way throughout all my writing. Just can't.
You know, it's interesting because I met her when I was an intern at a radio station in Detroit, and she I had to guide her into the interview studio, and then I had to walk her down the elevator, and she blessed me before I got off the elevator.
Isn't that amazing?
And now I think about it, and I realize that she's going to be a saint someday. And just
what do you mean, going to be? She is a saint.
Well, she is, but you know what I mean. Mother Teresa, and when she gets canonized and as Saint Mother Teresa, I mean, my goodness.
Didn't you feel like you were standing near Jesus?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, amazing. She's so united to Jesus that he lived right through her. You know, she breathed Jesus. It was just, she was so united to him. So it was pretty amazing. And I just feel that it's important to share it. I kept it kind of quiet for years and years, and now it's coming out.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges when you hear from other mothers. What do you think their challenges are? And I imagine time is a big thing, especially if you're trying to pray.
Yes.
When you have children, of course, your first your responsibility is to take care of them, and you put yourself second. But you also have to find time as a mother to be with God.
Yes, time is really something that's very difficult for a mother to find because she's pretty much inundated with the care of the family. She's also bombarded with, you know, a lot of mixed messages from the world telling her what she really should be doing, you know, and she may feel her, you know, troubled that or mixed up a little bit, or even depressed about not accomplishing as much as she sets out to do because she's, you know, feeling that she has to meet these standards. And so she wrestles with these things, and hopefully through prayer, she can really find some peace and find a balance between, you know, traditional prayer and, you know, formal type prayer, where she can find a quiet space and a quiet moment to pray, and prayer in action, which really is what a mom is all about. She's taking care of her family really 24/7. She's on call to her family, babies, older children. You know, she's pretty much 100% of the time devoted to her family. So where does she find that time? And that's a difficulty. But she eventually, through prayer, can find that her life can really be transformed into a prayer. And she realizes that our Lord, you know, sees all those little acts of love, and they're huge in his eyes because he's the one who put her in the heart of the home. He's actually the one who made her the mom. So he knows you can't kneel down to pray when your child is crying or your family's waiting to eat, or, you know, so we pray through our loving actions in our family, and we also try to find that quiet place for prayer. So it's a balancing act, but we really will have peace in our hearts when we pray and we go to our Lord and we offer our days to him, especially first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
You open your eyes to a new day. Lord, I'm here. Use me, please. Help me this day. And then the whole day gets started off on the right foot, and we know that it's a morning offering, either in our own words or in the, you know, the formal prayer of the morning offering, and we offer everything to him, and our life becomes a prayer.
Yeah. And, you know, you said something very important, and, you know, I think it's true for all of us, whether we have children or if we don't have children, whatever the case may be. My spiritual director told me, because I always, you know, when I go to meet with him, I say, gosh, I get so busy, I don't have time to do this or that, and I want to do more prayer. He says, well, make sure you offer your work. He said, your work is a prayer. He said, your work,
absolutely.
Not that's an excuse not to do more praying and private time and Eucharistic adoration. That's not what he was saying, but just what you said, what we do, our vocation is a prayer.
Absolutely, and we see that our role and, you know, being a mom is an actual vocation, and it's a mission. It's a mission to raise these little saints to heaven, and it's our responsibility. We can't turn our backs. We can't let our defenses down. You know, you point this out in your book, Noise, how we're bombarded with all of this stuff around us, and as a mom, we have to be the filters to filter out all the bad stuff coming in the house, and through their acquaintances and through what they're learning at school, or you know, their people they associate with. So it's an amazing, extreme role of love, deep love that, you know, encompasses all of this. So being a mom is one of the most important roles there possibly could be.
I can't think of anything more important than raising children. I really can't. I mean, in terms of making a difference in the world and bringing up, I mean, putting, you know, Christians out there in the culture today, I mean, it's just such a huge responsibility.
That's why I feel it's my job to really praise moms and to encourage them, and to just with little words of encouragement and prayer to help them to understand, you know, yes, you're doing a great job. Look what you're doing. You
and
know,
also
maybe
the self-esteem, because a lot of moms, and I'm sure you get this, say, well, I'm just a mom. And I don't even let women say that. If they call up and say, I'm just a mom, it's like, what do you mean, just a mom?
It's
hello?
Exactly. Well, I think the problem is they're looking at what they're checking off on their to-do list.
Right.
Rather than, you know, like, oh, I didn't get that done. What about all you did with your family? Those are the most important things, and those are huge in God's eyes. So the whole thing is to get moms to understand that what they're doing is amazing, and, you know, keep it up and keep praying and just keep getting closer to our Lord and, you know, and our Blessed Mother, and we're just going to get our kids on the right road and keep going.
Now, how do we get the book?
Okay, well, through my website or through this first book here that we're talking about today. Our Sunday Visitor published it, and my website is www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E, .com. And that will also link you to my blog, Daily Donna Marie, which has...
Oh, that's cute, Daily Donna Marie.
Yeah, thank you. It's of inspiration each day, you know, hopefully. But it's a mother's definition of daily, you know, so depending on how busy I am, but I try to get those messages out there. So you can, you know, they can get my books through my website or Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place.
Well, it's a wonderful little book. And also, next time you come on, because I owe you another interview. We were supposed to have you on at the bottom of the hour, but it was kind of a crazy day with this.
Oh, you've had a busy morning.
But wonderful resources for mom. The other book I want to talk about when you come back is The Heart of Motherhood, Finding Holiness in the Catholic Home. This is a beautiful book, too, Donna.
Thank
it really
you.
Is.
Thank you. Yeah. It's an in-depth study at the sanctity, actually, found in the heart of the home. So it's helping moms to realize that that's where they find their holiness, and that's where they're raising their saints.
It's a beautiful book, too, in terms of the prayers, and also you have some beautiful pictures in here as well.
Thank you. My daughter actually illustrated part of that book. Some of those illustrations are my daughter Sheldea's.
Yeah.
And she illustrated the whole next one coming out, Prayerfully Expecting, for expectant mothers and mothers.
So we have a lot to talk about.
I know, we do.
All right. Okay, sweetie, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your patience and working with us on this very busy hour of Catholic Connection on a Friday. Give us your website again.
www.DonnaCooper.com. I'll be praying for your trip, Teresa.
Thank you, sweetheart, and I'll be praying for you, especially when we go to the various sites for moms, such as the Annunciation and the Visitation, so I'll say a prayer for you and your work.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless
you.
Bye-bye. Hang on, I want to say so long to you off the air, and I want to say so long to all of you, but you'll be catching up with us, of course, on Steve's website, catholicconvert.com. Don't forget to check in. We'll be saying hello to you, and you can virtually go along on this pilgrimage. And I really want to encourage you that when we're in the various spots, take out your Bible and read about the Beatitudes or read about Mount Tabor and the Transfiguration and meditate and just pray during this Lent. I leave you with music from The Passion of the Christ. Pray for me, and I will talk to you from Israel, Lord willing, next week.